This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Globalist owned mainstream media wants your mind, your vote, and ultimately your rights. The political theater began with Donald Trump simply stating,
"First of all, it's rigged. And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged, I have to be honest. Because I think my side was rigged if I didn't win by massive landslides. I mean, think of what we won in New York and Indiana, California, 78%. That's with other people in the race."
Regardless of the fact that Hillary has so many skeletons in her closet, she has trouble closing the door. It's Donald Trump's character that is being ruthlessly attacked.
I think the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president. I said so last week, and he keeps on proving it. The notion that he would attack a Gold Star family that had made such extraordinary sacrifices on behalf of our country.
Kazir Khan was a plant and a media trap. Khan should be seen for what he truly is, a civilizational jihadist.
It blows my mind even more than, say, this full court press with Khan, who got, 50 times more coverage than the Benghazi families in 3 days than they got since Benghazi.
Yeah, they've been dehumanized.
But the WikiLeaks, which they turned into a Russia and Trump attack perfectly, the WikiLeaks shows that Politico, the Washington Post, name brand big shots like Chuck Todd and Jake Tapper, they're taking their instructions from the DNC.
In the 1980s, Khan wrote a paper expressing his admiration for Sharia law. And now, as Breitbart reports, Kazir Khan has deleted his law firm's website from the internet. As a lawyer, he engages in procurement of EB-5 immigration visas and other related immigration services. The EB-5 program, which helps wealthy foreigners, usually from the Middle East, essentially buy their way into America, is fraught with corruption. U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Senator Chuck Grassley has detailed such corruption over the past several months.
This program has been plagued with fraud and abuse. But more importantly, it poses significant national security risk. Allegations suggesting the EB-5 program may be facilitating terrorist travel, economic espionage, money laundering and investment fraud are too serious of warnings against this bill to ignore, yet they're being ignored.
Khan is Muslim Brotherhood, as are staff within Obama's administration.
Why President Barack Hussein not hitting hard on the terrorists and on ISIS? And I know it sounds crazy, but bear with me. President Barack was born after his older brother, Malik. The father, Mr. Hussein, named his son Malik, and that's one of God's names in Islam. The second son, he named him Barak. What does Barak mean? Barak is the right Prophet Muhammad, and we can see Mr. Malik sitting with Mr. Obama visiting him in the White House. Mr. Malik is in charge of the Muslim Brotherhood in Africa. There's a lot of finances going on through Mr. Malik. And that explains that Mr. Barack Hussein is not hitting hard on the Muslim Brotherhood. On the contrary, he took them off the terrorist list. For years and years, the Muslim Brotherhood is on the terrorist list around the world. In the Arab world, who knows them best? But Mr. Barack decided to take them off the terrorist list and start to be sponsoring them and put them in charge of Egypt.
Caution. Hillary's camp will be setting more traps for Donald Trump as the race for the White House quickens. It is imperative that we see these quagmires for what they are. Donald Trump represents the average American fighting for the remaining cinders of the Constitution Obama and company have tossed onto the ash heap of history. Your vote and support for Trump is the only action that remains to pull our forefathers' genius from the fire. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I wonder so aimless, life filled with sin.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host here in the Austin studios on this August the 3rd, 2016. As we're talking about in the last segment before the top of the hour, the story that the Obama administration had paid $400 million in ransom, of course, that's being pushed back by the Obama administration. They waited 6 months to tell everybody that this had happened. Why would they wait so long? Why would there be a coincidence that this money was paid after 37 years? This money, they say, hey, we've been in negotiations for a long time, and so we just decided we would pay them that. Because this is money that was seized. It was in Pentagon Trust Fund. It was taken in 1979 as the Shah's regime fell. So the Iranian government has been trying to get it back ever since, along with interest. They said, oh, you know what, we're going to just send that to them. It just doesn't have any connection at all to the fact that the same day they send the money back, the prisoners are released. No, 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 it's not ransom. And why would they send it from a Swiss bank? Actually, from a Swiss central bank, Swiss and Netherlands. Central banks put this money together. Well, they said, it's a bit of a logistical and security challenge. You don't just go down to the ATM and withdraw that kind of money, joked one of the officials. No, and if it's not ransom, you don't do it secretly on a secret plane loaded with cash, loaded with foreign cash. And I guess, they couldn't find the money at the Federal Reserve. We have our own central bank, you know. They're printing tons of this stuff every day. That's part of the problem we have in this country, is they print so much fiat currency. I mean, how phony can this get? And yet, nobody is paying any attention to it. Remember, and rightfully so, the concern about Iran-Contra. Everybody was concerned about that during the Reagan administration. Nobody is really concerned about Iran-ISIS, are they? Okay? And, of course, at the time this happened, they have, in this story from Wall Street Journal, they point out Revolutionary Guard commanders boasted at the time, 6 months ago, that Americans had succumbed to Iranian pressure. They said, quote, taking this much money back was in return for the release of the American spies, said General Mohammad Reza Naghdi, commander of the Guard's militia, and he said it on state media. But, of course, it wasn't said on our mainstream media, was it? We don't like to talk about that kind of stuff because, you know, that'd be kind of embarrassing to admit that the Obama administration had paid ransom for these prisoners. And, of course, they're taking more prisoners who have Western ties because they know that it works. When you feed that blackmail monster, when you feed the kidnapping monster, they just keep doing it. And, you know, when we look at this, this is something we talked about in the nightly news last night. It's very important to understand one of the key motivating factors behind the overthrow of Gaddafi. Why did he go from our trusted ally one day to someone who absolutely positively had to be killed, murdered, and drugged through the streets? Remember, as Hillary Clinton said, you know, we came, we conquered, he died, okay? Well, there's some interesting stuff that is coming out now in the WikiLeaks releases for everybody to see. And, of course, we said it at the time. Everybody was talking about, as we mentioned with Paul Joseph Watson when he was on earlier, the fact that Hillary Clinton, who says that Black Lives Matter, knew that there was a black genocide that was beginning there, that that would happen. She was warned about that in the emails. She went ahead with it anyway because, you know, it was worth it. It was worth it to get Gaddafi out. At the same time, they're also doing gun running. The lady who wants to take our guns, law-abiding citizens' guns, in violation of the Constitution, that same woman does gun running to jihadi terrorists, arming ISIS, creating ISIS. They were warned at the time. We can see in the emails. They were warned that with these rebels that we're supporting, they're actually with Al-Qaeda. And now they're with ISIS. That's how this happened. But I want to focus again, as we're looking at this ransom money, this money that was taken in foreign currency from the Swiss and Netherlands central banks, loaded on pallets, flown out secretly in jets to Iran, paid as ransom, okay? And in fact, we couldn't take that, I guess, from our central bank and didn't want people to know that. Let's look at this memo, just one of the many memos that came out that was released with WikiLeaks. This is from Sidney Blumenthal to Hillary Clinton. And he says, look, we have cultivated France to help us with this, and they've got some interests in Gaddafi's gold. What are they interested in about Gaddafi's gold? Well, they say that even though we have put we've frozen the accounts of Libya, it's not really going to stop them because Gaddafi has been setting up a currency to be backed by gold and silver. And he's got quite a bit of money. He's got 143 tons of gold and a similar amount of silver. And they said the gold was accumulated. This is an email that Sidney Blumenthal sent to Hillary Clinton. And Sidney tells Hillary, the gold was accumulated prior to the current rebellion and was intended to be used to establish a pan-African currency based on the Libyan golden dinar. The plan was designed to provide the Francophone African countries with an alternative to the French franc. He says this quantity of gold and silver is valued at more than $7 billion, and French intelligence officers discovered this plan shortly after the current rebellion began, they say. And this is one of the factors that influenced the French President Sarkozy to commit France to the attack. Okay, and then he also mentions, oh, and they want their oil, too. They want greater share of Libya's oil production. They want to increase French influence in North Africa. They want to provide the French military with an opportunity to reassert its position in the world. And they want to address the concern of his advisors over Gaddafi's long-term plans to supplant France as the dominant power in Francophone Africa. Does this sound like a colonial move? See, this is nothing but colonialism. Remember, it was 2 years ago when they had the Bilderberg Conference in Copenhagen. One of the big topics of discussion was Africa. They want what they've got in terms of minerals. This is nothing but colonialism with a very sophisticated veneer. And it's also a very complex plan, very complex Machiavellian plan, because at the same time they're doing that, they can create civil war and unrest, create an arms bazaar out of Libya, which is what has happened, to create ISIS, to create unrest in all these countries that were on their list in the Middle East to take down. Why? Because they want their oil as well, right? And they don't want any competition to the petrodollar. Now, they couch this emailed Hillary Clinton all about what's in it for France. This is presumably so she can make overtures to the French and bring them in. This is what they want, so you can reassure them they're going to get all this stuff, okay? But look, America had a huge interest in this as well. It was our central bank that stopped the gold standard, Bretton Woods II. Kissinger and Nixon said you were going to go off the gold standard because everybody knew they'd already gone off the gold standard. They were printing so much money, there was absolutely no way they had gold reserves. So it wasn't honest anymore. So they came up with a new scheme. As they said, we're going to break our connection to gold. We're going to make the connection to oil. And they brought in Saudi Arabia as the partner. That's why Saudi Arabia has been protected. That's why Saudi Arabia is working hand in glove with the CIA, Prince Bandar, and all these other issues that you see with the missing 28, 29 pages. I mean, you can't tell where one intelligence agency stops and the other one starts. They have worked together to create a reserve currency, the petrodollar, that is essentially backed by the Saudi Arabians, using that as the denomination that they put all oil in. And so they didn't want to have this competition with Gaddafi. And, of course, there's other issues, too. I mean, they wanted the oil. They wanted the massive amount of underground water reserves that are there in Libya. There's a lot of reasons, but there's also the opportunity to create the unrest, then to export that unrest into European countries. They want to take every country down just as they've taken down Libya. What they did to Libya, you have to understand, Hillary Clinton and the globalists want to do the same thing to the West. They want to do it to all the European countries. They want to do it to America. They are going to turn us into the same kind of third world country that they have done to these countries. And now what they have is a new way to label us. Okay, they want to talk about how people who oppose open borders, people who oppose the so-called free trade agreements, which are not free trade agreements. These are agreements that are going to allow our economy to be managed by people who have no accountability to us, who are not Americans, who are not British, who are not French or whatever. It's going to be unaccountable committees that are going to manage all of our economies without any control from us, okay? But if you oppose that, you are closed. That's the way they're going to start referring to you. They always use the language to take the high ground, the argumentative high ground. As New American points out, globalists' new propaganda technique is to call people who are patriots, people who are nationalists, they're going to call us closed. The globalists, the elites, they will be called open. And you have to understand what they're trying to do. Again, going back to the founders, there was socialism that has been around in one form or the other for a very long time. As long as we've had envy, as long as we've had theft, we've had arguments for political socialism. Now, at the time of the Founding Fathers, it was called, they referred to these people not as socialists. That came out of the French Revolution. They called them levelers. They said, you want to take everybody down to the same level. You have to understand, this is what the globalist elite want to do. They want to level us. When they say, we want to have a global community, a united one world. Okay, you know what level of economic activity that one world is going to be? It's going to be at the level of the lowest third world countries. Look at the Drudge Report today. They have an article about how the UN wants to tax meat out of affordability. They want to tax our meat where we can't afford it. They want to tax our energy where we can't afford it. They want to control our transportation so that we can no longer afford to own cars. All the cars will be owned by one or two globalists like Uber. And they will control and track and tax our transportation, our movement, everything that we see. They don't want us to have air conditioning. They want to take us down to third world levels. So they are not open. Okay, we need to start referring to them as the levelers. You want a one world? You want a unified world government? You want everybody to be equal? You know where that equality is going to be? It's going to be as a third world colonial occupied country. That's what they're going to do to us. That's what they did to Libya. That's what they're in the process of trying to do here in America and in the West. Stay with us. We'll be right back. There's breaking news about Paul Ryan's election. He's been endorsed now by Pence.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to have a special report from Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. This is something that is really about the theme that we had last week with our 28-hour sale, Awakening the Sleeping Giant. Who's the sleeping giant? You are. The listeners. The vast amount of humanity who would stand against the elite, just as we were talking about in the last segment. What they want to do is they want to level us to the level of third world countries. They want to take away everything from our energy to our freedom to move about. And we've seen this happen before in Libya. And we're seeing the kind of same strategies that they're doing now in first world countries, creating war, creating division, creating terrorism, and then clamping down and shutting down our economies multiple ways, through taxes, through regulation, through letting our economies be managed by foreign committees who will decide which countries will be able to have which industries, if any. And guess who's going to benefit? They're going to benefit from that. So we're going to have a special report coming up in the next segment from Alex Jones about the sleeping giant. He's going to talk about the spirit of humanity that needs to be awakened, that is awakening, and also about the globalist plan. And I just want to also let you know that we have extended the sale of some of the items that we had as part of that giant mega sale that we had, the sleeping giant sale. We have three products: Brain Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and DNA Force that we have extended. We have 40% off Brain Force, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and that, of course, is a drink mix that gives you a broad variety of vitamins and minerals, and 30% off DNA Force. That is a huge savings. That is a very expensive, very difficult product to manufacture. BioPQQ is the key ingredient in that. There's 175 clinical studies. You can read about that, as well as that's what makes it very difficult to manufacture, very expensive to produce. So if you get 30% off of DNA Force, that is a huge savings. Plus, we have store-wide free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. So we've extended those three products, and we have store-wide free shipping still, but it's not going to last too much longer. We thank you for your support. Now, as we're looking at what happened in Libya, and we look at what's happening in the first world countries, understand that things are developing very quickly in Venezuela. There was a report earlier this week that sounds exactly like Chairman Mao's Cultural Revolution. Venezuela, this is CNN, Venezuela's new decree forced farm work for citizens. Remember when Chairman Mao did that? When they couldn't even grow rice in China? Okay, they drove the people out of the cities. Well, they're doing the same thing in Venezuela because the people can't even get food. They're having to go to other countries to try to get this. And this has been developing slowly over a period of time. Remember, it was 3 years ago that we pointed out that Bloomberg was bragging about how Hugo Chavez, the socialist, and his successor were giving 700% return on investment to who? To the bankers, okay? The same people that were concerned that Libya was going to create a gold-backed currency to compete against the fiat petrodollar and other central bank currencies. So now we've got in Venezuela, they said, hey, he understands that the banks get paid first. Okay, so we'll kind of leave him alone for a while. But the system is collapsing because it's socialism, but also because there are things that they want there. Okay, but listen, this is what's happening there. This is what Amnesty International says. This effectively amounts to forced labor. They said the decree is unlawful. Public and private sector employees, in other words, anybody with a job, okay, probably the people who don't have a job because they got a lot of people who are unemployed, will be forced to work in the country's fields for at least a 60-day period, which may be extended if circumstances merit. Oh, you can bet it will be. You can bet it will be. And we've got our own Grand Mao, who is running for president, Hillary Clinton, and she's going to do the same thing for us. And then they point back. They don't go back to Chairman Mao's Cultural Revolution, but they do refer to how this was similar to what the communist Cuban government did. Yeah, see, they always run out of other people's money. They always resort to slave labor. The same thing happened in East Germany. They said as riots began to break out there because the workers couldn't get paid, they said, I guess, and this is something that came out of, is a quote from Bertolt Brecht. This is in 1953 when they were having riots. You want to talk about minimum wage, Democrats? Understand the socialism that you support doesn't even work in Venezuela. It doesn't work in Eastern Germany. The people there were starving as well. They took to the streets to say they wanted higher pay raise, and they hit them with a militarized crackdown on the demonstrators, to which Bertolt Brecht wrote out after that. He said, wouldn't it be easier for the government to dissolve the people and elect another? And that's precisely what's going on throughout the West. The government is dissolving the people and exchanging us for a different population, one that will be more malleable. And, of course, as we look at what's happening in Venezuela, understand that, like Libya, they have massive amounts of natural resources. Four times the current gold reserves everywhere, 12 times the number, the amount of all diamonds known in existence. They want to get their hands on that, and they want to get their hands on rare earth minerals. We'll be right back with Alex Jones.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
I'm in a battle. I know the globalists are using covert warfare against humanity. It pisses me off. And it's not because I'm a hero. If I see someone choking, I give them the Heimlich maneuver. If I see my neighbor's house on fire, I go try to put it out. If you punch me in the nose, I attack you back. That's normal. I'm like my ancestors before me. And I'm here to try to get our basic instincts firing again, because we've been basically put into a coma, artificially put into a trance. We're under attack. That's why I say that that which doesn't kill you, to quote Nietzsche, that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Even though one of my eyes hardly points the right direction, both my hands have been broken more than 20 times apiece, even though I got scars all over my face And even though I've got my leg broken, and even though I've been pile drive repeatedly into solid concrete, it was those primitive animating contests of liberty that made me into what I am today. It was the things that actually activated the human race consciousness in me, the survival consciousness. And I realize everything the system's done is to try to keep us from having those rites of passage. Freedom and the Second Amendment and free speech and culture is all I've got. I look at the criminals at the DNC and the establishment RNC people, look at how empty they are, and when they talk to each other, the politicos are just such empty, fake, scared husks. And I just want people to know that I'm not with those people, and I never will be. I'm a passion-filled man. I'm alive. I want a future for humanity. And I'm not scared. And I'm ready to fight. And say what you want about a Donald Trump or a Vladimir Putin or an Alex Jones or a Matt Drudge or anybody else that opposes this. You look at us, you see people that are awake. You see people that are alive. You see people that have friendliness and goodwill. Not men that want to die. Not men that want to be martyrs. But men and women who aren't going to stand by and watch a bunch of hateful scum have their way with humanity. And we must believe again. We must have faith again. We must be honorable again. We are a college, a compendium, a chronicle, a clearinghouse, a meeting place, a focal point of humans trying to understand the megacorporations' games, trying to understand and read their own white papers, trying to discover our own destiny while at the same time they're trying to cut us off from it. You will not find enlightenment. You will not find fulfillment. You will not find empowerment. You will not find strength in Hollywood, the mainstream media culture. Everything it sells you is pure liquid death. But despite all the mainstream media demonizations, despite all the claims we're not for real, and notice they always say that because they know we're real. They know. They know. They know you're real. And they know you're beautiful in your soul. And people say, oh my God, well, then either like, oh, you're just a crazy person, or, oh my God, you're this hero. The world is trying to steal your birthright. It's trying to make men and women unhappy because they live in a little apartment and because they don't have all the money, or their neighbors look down on them, or the bill collectors, the taxes. The fact that you are with your children, the fact that you're loving them and turning that television off, the fact that you're taking them into the park to be in that grass, the fact that you're honorable and good and remember your ancestors takes you right to God's bosom. And just as children need to be at the bosom and the chest of their fathers and their mothers, you need to ask God to take you to his heart, to her heart. Because God is all. Everything will be made clear. The enemy will be broken. This system, it's only there to test us, you will know is already fallen. I want everybody to know something, though. Whether the government comes down on me, corrupt elements, assassination, whatever, I know my children are going to be taken care of. That's my deal with God. But I realize that time-space is really one system, and it's a continuum of that human experience in this third and fourth and fifth and sixth dimension. And I can just say that it is our common human experience. We are the people that came before us. And so that's why I'm so honored to be here now fighting this because I was born to do it. But the whole world was about directing me into some type of profession or something I was supposed to do. But men, first and foremost, are supposed to go out and labor. But in every culture that's somewhat free, when they're done, even if it's 7 at night, they go and get politically involved. They're involved in the councils of government. If you don't get involved, you hand the floor over to the enemy. And the people that want to run this planet are threatened by the power of the average person. They are threatened by the innate will of God expressed through our species. No wonder they want to merge with machines and do all this, because they are fundamentally scared of the vastness of the universe. They are fundamentally scared of that consciousness that is dialing into God's will. They want to pretend that their gods, that they will organize and direct the human species, and then they made the decision that we're failed and fundamentally fallen. See, they're playing God. And that we must be exterminated before they sanctify us as we merge with silicon, so we can be perfectly programmed with zeros and ones. That is a vision of the devil himself. The devil is a cancer in the fabric of space and time. It doesn't create anything. It expropriates the grid, the system, and then creates mutations. Things that create harmony and beauty and timelessness and transcendence are of God. I have seen the visions of the enemy. I have been to the enemy's fortress. And I can tell you that on that planet of death is nothing that will empower us. If you tuned in, you've heard a lot of stuff, you've heard a lot of different, they put out so many flavors of ideas, so many spectrums of information. People say, oh, that's just one more person. The truth is that Donald Trump knows I'm not just one more person. It's not a power trip, it's just recognizing what it is. And the Russian government realizes I'm not just one more person, and the Vatican realizes I'm not just one more person, and the whole of the system, and they realize you're not just one other person. I'm just somebody that's gotten to a point to resist it. I'm just one of many who understand this and who the spirit of liberty of God is coursing through. The point is that this is a spiritual battle. And almost everyone else tunes in to what's happening. We all have a sixth sense to a certain extent, some stronger than others. And I've not been scared to put my will out there and say, I'm not going to bend to evil. And that's all. It's really not even that special in many respects. It's just that to tell you this personal story, people need to understand how serious this is. That my whole life was an education, was an experience, was things more fantastical than the last. Look at what's happening now. And everything the system does is to tell you InfoWars is not fantastical, InfoWars is not important, because if you believe InfoWars is important, you believe you're important. Donald Trump knows what he's doing with true hope about empowering things and the economy and jobs and industry and lower taxes. That's real hope. And Donald Trump is actually a very, very humble person and a very, very in tune person. A very, very psychic person, just like Stanley Kubrick was. And the more you learn in this world, the more you realize that everything is about being intuitive. And what would you say to women out there that are buying into this corrupt system? Doesn't their intuition tell them they're being trapped? Doesn't intuition tell them they're the magic machine that makes the babies? That with a man and woman, you can create a whole new world? How magic we are together? How we're timelessly together? We're one? How holy that is? And the system is attacking that fundamentally? I feel so sorry for women. Because women, despite all the evil in the culture, they have retained their innate strength in many ways. And men are so fallen because their fathers didn't test them. My mother's come to me, she remembers a few years ago, she apologized to me and hugged me like Thanksgiving. She said, I'm sorry I was so rough on you. I'm sorry we didn't protect you. And I looked at my mother and I said, no, thank you for everything you did. She said, but we just didn't want you to be a wimp. I want you as listeners to understand this. I mean, you know, we never brag about what we do or how what we're doing. I just have to tell you we're having an effect thanks to your support. But whether it's the Syrian resistance or the Japanese government or the Russian government or elements of our government, they all listen. We don't have wireheads in the Matrix listening. We really do have the sincere, serious people watching. And that's why we need your prayers, we need your hope, and we need you to send the links to our articles, our videos, our podcasts, all the stuff at Infowars.com/show. Everything I do is about fighting the globalists. It funds us, it helps you get good food, and it gets things planted that are countering them.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearm.
The Alex Jones Show. Watch the free stream live at Infowars.com/show. Yo.
Of course, that was Alex Jones, and part of what we had as our Sleeping Giant, or Operation Awake the Sleeping Giant. We had a 28-hour telethon where we offered massive sales, and we still have three of those items on sale with big discounts. 40% off Brain Force, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 30% off DNA Force, and store-wide free shipping. We've extended that. I don't know how much longer that's going to run, but again, that is what helps us to awaken the public, to awaken the sleeping giant. Just as people didn't realize for an entire year what was going on with the, it's been called the bad deal with Iran. Yeah, it was a bad deal. The deal that Obama made last summer, handing over money to them, giving them permission for their nuclear program. And yet, that wasn't all he had planned. 6 months later, he ransomed four prisoners. Everybody was saying, you couldn't at least get those prisoners released last summer? Well, now we find out they did. They sent over $400 million on a secret plane, as we just mentioned. That is absolutely amazing. Foreign currency from a foreign central bank secretly sent in, and now we find out about it 6 months later. That's what we're up against, folks. Now, let's talk politics a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the election. I want to talk about all the breaking news that we're seeing about how the elections are going to be rigged. And we got a lot of different ways, of course, that the system knows how to rig the elections. But we got an election before the presidential election that's coming up that's very important. Next Tuesday, Paul Ryan is running for re-election in a primary. And there is a significant challenger there that he does not want you to know about. So we're going to tell you a little bit about him. But today, Donald Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, endorsed Paul Ryan in this primary that's coming up on Tuesday. He said that Trump and Ryan would do great things if elected. Well, actually, if they're both elected, Paul Ryan is going to be the biggest obstacle to Donald Trump controlling the borders and changing these trade agreements that are destroying our jobs. Paul Ryan has been in with the globalists on both of those things. And it's kind of interesting, you know, because in the past, Paul Ryan said, well, you know, when it comes to Donald Trump, I'm really not there yet. And when people asked Donald Trump about Paul Ryan, he just repeated that. He says, well, I'm really not there yet. I'm not there yet. And then Paul Ryan came back and echoed what Trump said. You know, Trump said at the time, he said, well, I didn't ask him for his endorsement. And so Paul Ryan said, well, I didn't ask Trump for his endorsement. But now we've got Mike Pence, the consummate establishment politician, saying, I spoke to Donald Trump this morning about my support for Paul Ryan, our long friendship, and he strongly encouraged me to endorse Paul Ryan in next Tuesday's primary, and I'm pleased to do so. Now, they point out in the CNBC article that Trump has previously praised Ryan's opponent, Paul Nehlen, in this primary on Tuesday. And here's the strategy, according to The Hill. The strategy is really just to ignore him, to not mention his name, to pretend that he doesn't exist. That's why we're going to talk about it. We're going to say, Paul Nehlen, N-E-H-L-E-N. The primary is next Tuesday. You can vote even if you're a Democrat. It is an open primary. If you want to make a statement about how our country is being turned over to multinational globalist elitists with these phony trade deals, they're not about free trade at all, folks. This is a managed economy, an economy managed by somebody else other than you. And it's not just about economics. It's really about our sovereignty. And we can see it in a number of ways directly. Shutting down labeling, saying that you're not going to be able to know what's in your food. If they want to put GMO in there, you can't label that. They're going to shut it down at an international level. They're going to restrict our internet freedoms. That's all in these things. That's what Paul Ryan is supporting. And when we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit more about that election. We're going to tell you a little bit more about the difference, because Paul Ryan wants to pretend that he doesn't have a challenger, because that's the strategy that they're going to take. Just ignore him. Say that he doesn't exist. Don't mention his name. We're going to talk about him when we come back.
You know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Let's talk a little bit about the elections. And I'm not talking about the one coming up in November. I'm talking about the one coming up next Tuesday. Most of us can't participate in this, but even Democrats in Wisconsin and Paul Ryan's district can participate. This is a perfect way for them to send a message to the globalists. Now, we've had Mike Pence come out and say, hey, if Trump and Ryan are both elected, they can do great things together. Well, let's look at that a little bit. Let's look at the standing ovation that was given to Paul Ryan at a Koch brothers donor party. Okay, this was reported by Breitbart, and they said, speaking at a lavish retreat for 400 donors hosted by the Koch brothers, Paul Ryan said it was incumbent on the party to repudiate the views of Republican voters who don't support open trade. Okay, he reportedly assured donors that he'll work to win some of these fights and advance their agenda on TPP. The Washington Post reports that his message was not only warmly received, but he was clearly a favorite of the Koch donors. He was received with a standing ovation with hoops and hollers. The audience interrupted him several times with hearty applause. They say he echoed the sentiment of Washington conservatives like talk radio host Mark Levin. He expressed his concern that the Republican Party has been taken over by progressive populists. No, not progressive, but you can call it populist. Call it nationalist. That's really the true agenda here, okay? Call it Jeffersonian. Because, you know, in the second inaugural address, as I've mentioned before, Thomas Jefferson said, we have eliminated useless offices, and along with it, extra taxes. So we can say that we have eliminated all internal taxation in the country. They funded a constitutionally sized government strictly off of tariffs of goods coming in and out of the country. And he said, what farmer, what laborer, what mechanic knows a tax man? None. Would you like to have a country like that? You know what happened? We used to have a country that was constitutionally sized. We used to have a government that was the right size, that minded its own business, that obeyed the restrictions that were put on it by the Constitution. But when we became an empire, they needed other ways to fund it. And they said, we're going to come up with free trade. You know, when they gave us so-called free trade, they also gave us the income tax because they lost the tariffs. Well, they replaced it with an income tax. That's what you get with these people. But, of course, Mark Levin says the Republican Party is now the party of progressive Republicans. Theodore Roosevelt, the protectionists, the Ross Perots, the Pat Buchanan, the no-growthers. You know where no growth comes from? It comes from exporting your jobs. It comes from eviscerating your manufacturing base. All these free trade people told us. And we've heard it, same story, the same siren song from the libertarian, Gary Johnson, saying, you know, we want to have service jobs. Those are clean jobs. You've heard that before, right? We don't want that dirty manufacturing. We want service jobs. And, you know, it's not even the service jobs now. It's the gigs, you know, the temporary, very temporary jobs, because Uber jobs, and that's what Gary Johnson said in his debates. He said, it's the Uber economy. It's not just Uber, but it's Airbnb and all these other things. You know, that's where the future is. So you're not even going to have a full-time service job. You can forget your minimum wage increases, okay? You have to have real wealth. You have to be able to produce real stuff. That means you need a manufacturing base. That's where you really produce it. The service economy will grow, but the base is the manufacturing base. If you eviscerate that base, we now know, because we've seen NAFTA. We've seen how these things work. We've seen how the Koch brothers work. And we understand that the policy of Paul Ryan is just to pretend that Paul Nehlen, his challenger, doesn't exist. Last month, Paul Nehlen went out in front of his gated mansion with a wall and said, hey, if you don't want a wall for America to protect us, then take down your wall. Well, his strategy was to just ignore it, because he said Eric Cantor challenged his opponent. We don't want anybody to even know that Paul Ryan has an opponent, but he does. And you can vote against him even if you're a Democrat. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about the election being rigged in November. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.